This is With an Ohio Bias, a podcast for real fans with D and Jake. We're back from hiatus, and of course, we're talking about Coach Urban Meyer, the Ohio State University, and how, Jake, there's no other way to say it, Zach Smith is just a piece of shit.
Yeah, D, I mean, there's no doubt about that. And Courtney is not only a victim, she's courageous for coming out and, you know, taking some of the wrath from some of the maybe more fanatical Buckeyes fans, is as nicely as I can say it. Once you get past that situation, it's how does it impact Urban Meyer with going out on the paid leave? I thought he was going to be fired on Wednesday when this first happened. And by Saturday, I'm pretty convinced and still so that he's going to get through this right now. And I think Gene Smith is the linchpin here again. You know, you got the diving scandal and the wrestling scandal, the band scandal, I'm leaving something out, I'm sure. You know, Tressel, all under Gene Smith. And if Urban reported it up to Gene and then left it at that and they never came back to Urban, do I think that Urban knew about it? Sure. But do I think that he has enough plausible deniability to be able to survive this at some level now? I think that as well.
Yeah, my initial reaction was very simple, man. And I think I sent you the message to a couple people. We're all going back and forth with each other. Just shut the whole damn program down. You know what I mean? Yeah. Every athletic program there, just shut it down. Because I'm just tired of the scandal. I'm tired of the embarrassment. People want to compare it to what's happening at other universities. We've seen other coaches do worse things. I mean, it's not a comparison thing, but, if I got to listen to every media member who just wants to jump all over the place, and basically, like I said, Zach Smith's just a piece of garbage. You know what I mean? Nobody went to, well, what can they do for Courtney? Everybody went to take Urban's job away. And, the Ohio State University is guilty of what, I don't know, but they're guilty of something. And that's the way everybody wanted to frame it. And when it came out, my thing was just shut it down. I'm fine with that. I don't need more athletics. You know what I mean? We suck for all those students on scholarship or whatnot. But I mean, enough is enough. If it comes to, the guy who might become Speaker of the House, knowing about what happened, in those years with Doc and the wrestling team. And like you said, the diving scandal, the whole thing that happened with the band. I mean, it's just enough is enough at some point. But as the details, as it came out later, I wanted to hear from Urban to find out. I didn't want to live in a world that everybody else did, and I went back and forth with Ken Carmen on Twitter, just on my personal account, of if he knew it. I'm not living in that world. Let me hear him say it, because clearly he said something at Big Ten Media Day that either was correct or was false. So I want to know. I wanted him to issue a statement. I didn't care who, if it was Vail Crafted or whatnot. I just wanted to know what happened, and it seems that he actually did do the right thing then. For some reason, like you said, it's on Gene Smith. Whether or not I think he should keep his job is irrelevant, is whether or not he followed the protocol, which it seemed. Did he do enough to help Courtney Smith? It doesn't seem that way. You know what I mean? And that should be the real thing. I don't see anybody doing any GoFundMe for Courtney Smith. I did see one from Ohio State fans for domestic violence. But when it really comes down to it, people, even in the media, that want to claim, they care about this issue, but then turn it into a referendum on taking down Urban Meyer, are really not trying to get to the real heart and problem that happened, which is Zach Smith being a piece of garbage, as I said before.
So, yeah, I guess, the other part of this, too, is Shelly Meyer. She looks even worse in this than Urban, I think, at this point. As far as shutting down the athletics program, we know that's not going to happen. So what's a reasonable alternative to that? And to me, it's the board of directors need to get off their hands and act on this. And some administrators need to go, and maybe some coaches need to go. And, this program has had this happen too many times too recently here for someone to not be held accountable for all the garbage that's been going on that we've both mentioned at this point.
Yeah, well, it's a failure in the administration. I mean, this really is on Gene Smith. If it really comes down to it, we're going to start blaming people and somebody's got to go. You know what I mean? That guy's got to go because, he's constantly embroiled in these different scandals. And then it's, we're waiting to see how Ohio State's going to handle it. And quite frankly, I mean, with the track record, they've handled them all poorly. I mean, that's just the honest truth. when it comes to Coach Meyer, if you ask me in this situation, should he be fired, especially if he reported to Gene Smith, and Zach Smith in his own words in the interview on Friday on ESPN said the guy called him and took him off a recruiting trip and away from a game weekend, why wasn't he fired right then in 2015? When it also comes back to, people got so caught up in the statement Urban made at Big Ten Media Day, but I don't know if you really were following this, Jake, but he also made another statement in the regard to Zach Smith that Monday night. He just said this was he never said this was my decision. He said this was a group decision. So even at that point, it was like, okay, now it seems like Gene Smith and some of the administrators at Ohio State wanted to fire Smith that Monday night. So if you wanted to blame Urban for something, blame him for keeping this dude on this piece of garbage on staff for that long. That I will say he definitely. But it really comes down to, man, once again, it's not nobody's trying to help the victim here. Nobody really cares about domestic violence on either side of this argument. It's about getting a pound of flesh from Urban Meyer and watching the downfall of what everybody built up to be one of the greatest coaches and still is, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to college football. But he is a man, a human being, who can actually make a mistake, but we don't expect that from our college football coaches, I guess, even though we've seen it in the past.
You make great points, and I think that's why he survives this. I guess as an Ohio State fan, if you can accept the fact that Urban Meyer is like an assassin that's here to win football games, and sometimes things happen, I'm not trying to compare this to anything, but he's not clean all the way through. There's stuff going on at every program, in every conference that's playing big time football. And if you take it out from the micro level of what's happening here and you look at it in the bigger picture of college football and what we're playing as amateur athletics, it's incredible that all this money is being made. The coaches are the ones that get paid, and the corruption is rampant. And, you know, the SEC, where he came from, was one of the most corrupt, if not the most corrupt, conference in the country. So this sort of stuff doesn't surprise me. What you did say, though, is that we made a decision. And so that means that they made a decision on Zach Smith as well to just, you know, I mean, it wasn't, I don't know if it was a decision that LeBron or that Urban made on his own, as far as the final call, but it seemed like he had some sort of counseling during the way from some of the administration.
And that's what we're waiting to find out more, and that's what it's going to come down to. What Ohio State is going to disclose after investigation done, like you said, I mean, I'm thinking he survives it with some type of suspension. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think he's going to miss some games. But if he did follow protocol, I mean, basically, they're suspending this guy for making a bad statement at Media Day and, you know, some morality clause that can't even be put into a contract, because if he did follow protocol and Ohio State then didn't want to remove Zach Smith, then what more could have been done? When your university won't be the you know, stopgap that it's supposed to be, you know what I mean? Then, I mean, he had to then say, hey, I want this guy gone from my staff. If you want to put that blame on Urban Meyer, I'm fine with that. But the way that the rest of the media is playing out and the hypocrisy that's going on, because, Jake, it really comes down to this, and this is the next part of what we're going to talk about, at least from my perspective, is that, you know, all the people you bring up, the SEC, the hypocrisy down there, Paul Feinbaum, of all people, whose show is built on all these states, you know, and even the people up north, too, is basically people that don't like Ohio State and don't like Urban Meyer, which is fine. You're free to feel that way. But don't use that agenda to then demonize the man for this incident, which turns out after the 48 hours where everybody rushed to judgment was not all the way true. And then you support the guy that is currently at 1600 Pennsylvania, who not only attacks women, attacks other countries, attacks every ethnicity. Oh, yeah. And then attacks LeBron James, saying that, you know, any interview with him is by some dummy, while the guy is given an opportunity to his community to go to school for free for kids and free bikes and tuition when they go to college. So, you know, the hypocrisy is that, that's what I said. Like, you can't be a supporter of the guy in 1600 and voted that guy in office and then want your pound of flesh from Urban Meyer and turn your attention and have all your outrage about this incident. Because once again, it's another agenda. It's not about Courtney Smith. It's not about domestic violence. It's about you being happy that you can find some way to have discourse about something that you wouldn't even have the same outrage for the guy that's leading our country.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a bad situation all around at Ohio State. There's no other way you can put it. But, you know, we are in training camp at this point. The media hasn't even talked to the team or any of the coaches yet still. And there's a rally tomorrow down here at the Horseshoe for Urban Meyer, which I don't know if the optics will be great on that, but it's going to happen. So prepare for that. And then lastly, hey, there's a football team, you know, and – I don't know a lot about Ryan Day as far as, is he a leader or men? I don't care about the X's and O's. We got plenty of those guys. But if Urban's not there, what are your expectations for the team? And if Urban is there, what do you expect? Does it change at all?
I guess Ryan Day could have had the Mississippi State job if he wanted it when Dan Mullen left to go to Florida, and he chose not to. So, yeah, you know I mean, but I mean, if you ask me if he's a leader of men, if I know Zach Smith is beating his wife and I'm on staff with Urban Meyer, I say, hey, man, we got to get this guy off staff. Also, too, if I'm Ryan Day, I tell Urban Meyer, this guy's not even a good fucking wide receivers coach. So, you know what I'm saying? Not only is he a failure as a human being, he's a failure in the job that we got him in. So get this guy out of here. But that's just me. So, you know what I'm saying? You know how I feel about people, you know what I'm saying, when they see something wrong and they don't do anything about it. When it comes to the upcoming Buckeye season, man, I don't know what to expect until this scandal, till this whole situation reaches some type of resolution, whether it be, like I spoke to earlier, a suspension of Urban Meyer or whatnot. If Ryan Day does take over, I think he's just a placeholder. And with the schedule at the beginning of the season, the Buckeyes should be fine. But when they get into the tougher conference games, I think they will drop one, which they've dropped one before, even with Urban Meyer at the helm. And they'll be, you know, trying to hope for some help getting into the playoffs.
I think the whole point, though, of going with Ryan Day was that he was insulated from this. This hadn't been brought up at all this year until it just came out. So, to me, it was,
hey, man, if I'm there for 3 days, if I'm there for 12 months, if I'm there for 5 years,
well, you can tell Zach.
If I hear this guy, this is my thing, Jay. You see this guy on a daily basis, man. You can tell this guy's a little bit of a piece of shit. Like, even in the, like, you know what I'm saying, things. I mean, my thing is, like, you know, I try not to bash people about the job that they do, you know what I'm saying, especially because we know how Buckeye fans are. But, you know, between me and you, I haven't liked Zach Smith for a long time just because of the job he was.
Right. I mean, we
you
know
what I mean?
Like, so, it's nepotism.
So this
is the most egregious form of nepotism ever in college coaching.
Exactly. So, like, this is not hard for me to jump on board and say this guy. You know what I mean? So that's what
right.
That's what also just really pisses me off.
And I think that's kind of the point was, that, yeah, if you're Ryan Day, you know he sucks. You know why he's there also, you know, and that's the whole point. And, you know, just because someone's a complete asshole and cocky and comes in drunk or whatever he may do, you know, I don't know what he does. But in that situation, yeah, I can think he's awful and he's messed up and he's got a terrible life, but that doesn't necessarily make me think that he's beating up his wife, unless there's rumors of that going around that I've heard. So that was my only point on it, is that I think if anybody is removed from that situation that's actually there now, they made the strategic move of appointing this guy.
Yeah, and there's the other thing. I think we're going to have more details because the reporters have descended on Columbus, once again, trying to get their pound of flesh. You know, my thing is, like, I just got a problem with the media. When they jump, they want to rush to judgment because they love to see somebody's downfall, but then they won't walk it back. They try to double down on it, and, like, they're going to try to find something else to just, you know, take it down. The guy clearly reported it to Gene Smith. So what is the if now? He should be fired. That's what it just comes down to, the Urban Meyer part of it. And I stated it before. If you want to demonize the man for not doing more to help Courtney Smith in the situation, I totally agree with that. But that has nothing to do with him being head football coach of Ohio State University.
Right. Well, and
I mean, as cut and dry as scarlet and gray that might be, that is the truth.
Yeah. No, I agree. That's why you have lawyers on there, and that's why you put out a statement, and that's why you probably sent Zach Smith out there to take the heat off of you. You know, and the next thing we're going to talk about might be another thing that takes the heat off of him. And if that's LeBron James starts coming back at the president and they go back and forth, that'll be leading SportsCenter. So a lot of stuff can happen. And I just think that if you are Rick Pitino and you survive what he did three times, plus mopping the floor with the waitress. If you're what you could survive what's going on up in Michigan State, if you could survive the stuff that James Franklin's done, and you and I have gone back on the text and this stuff, then this is nothing that should be a fireable offense based on just the information we have right now, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I think about Coach K and Rashad Suleiman. I mean, the list goes on and on. I mean, let's go to one that's been one of the ones that played out, and he groped the Uber driver. He's suspended in the NFL right now for it. Jameis Winston and Jimbo Fisher. I mean, this is a coach. So at least, you know what I'm saying, this is not a situation with a player. But we have seen it with a player when we had the situation with Zeke hitting the girl in the club. You know what I mean? And that's suspension. So you know what I mean? Like, things happen. It's about how you deal with it. That's what I'm waiting to see, how Ohio State deals with it. There's the one correlation to what happened at Colorado State. 11 Warriors had kind of the story about, you know, an assistant coach there who also had domestic violence, you know what I'm saying, allegations, and was actually removed later. And the coach was put on suspension, and how that, you know what I'm saying, played out, where the university then made huge donations to domestic violence groups. I would like to see Ohio State move in that direction as well. They need to pony up some money to help out some other people in this situation, not just try to, you know what I'm saying, handle it from a PR standpoint.
That's a great point, you know. And yeah, if you're somebody out there that's putting your hands on women and that you think that's okay at any level, then I've got absolutely no use for you. It's one of the most despicable things in the world. You know, somebody mentioned the Art Briles thing, and it's like, you know, it's not rape, but it's right in the neighborhood.
I don't care what anything comes out about what Courtney Smith has done, whatever she, how many times she made calls to police or whatever. Like, I hope she called them 1,000 times if this guy was putting his hands on her. You know what I mean? Like, some of the stuff that's been floating around, who cares? You know what I'm saying? Who was there to help her? Who was trying to help her? Who's trying to help her now?
And as a matter of fact, instead of even reaching out to help her, they were reaching out to help her to stop reporting it as a police investigation. You know, Earl Bruce and Hiram Defoti, I can't remember his last name, but, you know, that's like even worse. You got these guys going over there to talk Courtney out of pressing charges. So, it's a bad spot.
But see, like, that point, like, we can misconstrue that, but who would want, like, I mean, my thing is, though, like, even with those two, that's not who they should have been talking to. Like, let's be honest. They should have been putting their arms and hands around Zach Smith's neck and taking him somewhere, you know what I mean, and talking to him. Like, that's what I don't understand. Like, you know, all this stuff is like,
it's,
well,
nuts.
They were trying to, you know what I mean, do something with Courtney and everything. Who was
no,
trying to do
weren't.
Something with this guy?
They were trying
that's
to
what
intimidate
I don't know. But that's, I mean,
trying,
like, we'll yeah. wait to see what comes out. You know what I mean? So
yeah, in my mind, it was more to go out and intimidate Courtney than it was to help Courtney.
Well, I mean, anybody would try to talk somebody out of, like, you know what I'm saying, press the charge and that's his grandson. I think that's just something that most
right.
people would do. No, I mean, normally if it's right, wrong, whatever, just because, I mean, they want their grandson
all
not
I'm saying
to go to jail.
It's completely inappropriate. That's all.
Oh, it's inappropriate. It's not right. Yeah. That's what I say. A lot of this stuff is not right. You know what I'm saying? But I will tell you this. Like, it's just – and this is why it correlates to the LeBron thing, man. The people that really are the most outraged by this, watch a guy tweet out 11:48 on a Friday night about a guy trying to do something in his community and finding a way to put together millions of dollars to help kids have better lives, literally where he came from and everywhere. And for the president to attack LeBron James in any form or fashion, especially on this front, on this action that he's doing, is the most one of the most deplorable and despicable things that I've ever seen. And when you get Michael Jordan to send out a statement, he's not golfing, he's not smoking cigars, he's not ironing those elephant long pants. He literally had to take time to issue a statement because everybody knows that this is just flat out wrong.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of shocking. And, you know, LeBron's kind of taken pokes at the presidency, or at the president, I should say. You know, I mean, it wasn't anything. It was similar to what he did. He said he wouldn't go to the White House if he won a championship, I think. And the president has never really fired back at LeBron. And I wonder how much Dan Gilbert played into that. And now that he's out in L.A. and the president all of a sudden wants to take swings at LeBron James. And I'm sure if I know LeBron James, he's going to be hitting back at some point. I don't think it's going to get smaller. Let's put it that way. Because the president won't let it. and he's going to know it grabs headlines, and that's all he cares about is changing narratives and grabbing headlines. So I just think that half a brain in your head, and you think that that's okay what he's put out there, then you're just, I mean, a simpleton at that point.
But if you can hold your nose, if you can look away from that and have no outrage about that, but then have outrage about Urban Meyer, who actually did report what happened. If he didn't help Courtney Smith in the way you wanted to, once again, that's fine. But that's not what people are outraged about, and that's not the comments that I see flying around. You know what I mean? Urban Meyer is a piece of garbage. Urban Meyer, you know, doesn't do anything to help anybody. You know what I mean? Like, what is the guy at 1600? When's the last time he put up a school and gave kids free bikes to get to school, free lunch, you know, free tuition until they get through college? You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. I don't see that happening. His policies are putting kids in cages.
Yeah, no kidding. And then the other thing that's, you know, kind of been swept under the rug a little bit is the undertones of racism that come out every time he talks about an African-American. You know, you have the black congresswoman that he attacked and the same thing for not being smart. His take on LeBron was him not being very smart. And it's just like, it's obvious that he is pushing every button to divide us more and more in a racial way, and he's doing it in getting through to a lot of people that are willing to accept that sort of stuff. And you know, I guess this whole situation is just basically, I'm disappointed we're not as a country further along than I thought we were.
It comes to this, I don't care who anybody votes for. I just like people that vote and have civic activity, you know, take that opportunity to be a part. You know, I don't have to agree with your opinion, you know, this and that. But the one thing with me, be consistent with your outrage and your anger. You want to be angry at Urban Meyer?
Right.
You think, you know what I mean, Ohio State, you want to get all up in art. But bring that same energy to a tweet about LeBron and free education. You know what I mean? I need you consistent on all this. You know what I mean? That's all I ask for out of people. I just ask people to look in the mirror. That's all. You know, just look in the mirror.
There's a great show going on. The fourth season kicks off tomorrow. Better Call Saul, kind of a spinoff. It is a spinoff from Breaking Bad, and Bob Odenkirk stars in it. If you haven't seen it, it's an unbelievably good show. But he has a line in there about that sort of stuff. You know, Bob Odenkirk's character was approached as saying, "Would you do something?" And the line back was, "I'm very morally flexible." So, you know, that's kind of what I feel like at this point with a lot of these people that are showing up for one thing but aren't showing up with something else that should align with what their outrage was in the first place.
Yeah, I just can't, you know, don't turn your nose, you know, and turn a blind eye to what's going on every day coming out of 1600 Pennsylvania, but you show up for the Urban Meyer bashing. You know what I mean? Like, that's my whole thing, so. And with that, you know, this has been a special podcast of With an Ohio Bias. We'll be coming back with a lot more stuff. Jake, we just had to get that stuff off our chest and weigh in on this, of course, pressing matter involving The Ohio State University.
Not exactly what I wanted to be talking about here in the middle of August with Ohio State football, but you got to do what you got to do. And it's a topic that needs addressed. And there it is. So go Bucks.
You can hear more of things like this on With an Ohio Bias. Be checking us out, withanohiobias.com. You can find us on iTunes, the full podcast on iTunes. Just search With an Ohio Bias. Give us a like, subscribe, and write us a review even. And we would really appreciate that. Thanks for listening, and we will talk at you next time.